biggest when I'm most humble. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am biggest when I'm most humble. How can I be humble? How can I be big? How can I be wonderful? How? That's a good question. How can I be big, and how can I be humble, and how can I be wonderful? I live my life in a very beautiful way. I say to myself every moment, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say to myself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I say to myself, this is a wonderful world. And I look at all the people around me and I say, you are fantastic. You are glorious. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are magnificent. And as I look at them and say that, I respect them as magnificently as anyone could ever do. We have a mutual respect. They don't know it. They don't know that I respect them, but they respect me virtually because I respect them. As I have a respect for them, a humility for them, an understanding of where they are, they know that feeling and they have that as a wonderful idea in their consciousness. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. But can we all do that? Can we all be biggest when we're most humble? Can we be most aware and most magnificent when we are most humble? What does humility mean? Humility means mutual respect. Now, you say, how can humility mean mutual respect when humility is something I do? It is something I am. Other people may be humble too, but I cannot cause them to be humble or force them to be humble. And the answer is, I can, and I do. I force every single person in this world to be an exact replica of what I am, of how I am, because everyone is my reflection. And if I have a joyful consciousness inside of me, if I have a respect for myself and who I am and what I do, if I respect me as a being, that respect shines forth into all my world, into every person. And it becomes a mutual respect. Oh, I cannot make things happen. But if I am respectful, my world is respectful. If I am loving, my world is loving. If I am joyful, my world is joyful. It's just as simple as that. Just as wonderful as that, and just as realistic and fantastic as that. That is what it is all about. That is what I am all about. That is what everything is all about. Mutual respect. For when I live my life as a joyous, happy person, filled with love, filled with peace, unconditional love for myself and my world, then everybody I see in my world has that same attitude, has that same feeling of unconditional love for me and for everyone else, and for themselves primarily. For what I see in others is what I am in myself. Now, I use people as illustrations. I use people as button-pushing concepts. And as I do this, the people sometimes get uptight with that. But if I were to change, and instead of use people as button-pushing people in a negative sense, use people as button-pushing people in a positive sense, how much humility would I be expressing? How much love would I be expressing? I would not be able to find any negative examples I would not be able to speak about any negative examples. I'd not be able to be aware of any negative examples if I were living in a 100% unconditional love attitude. Living in a 100% unconditional love attitude is not something that I can just do at the snap of my finger. It's something that I do with the joy in my heart, with the delight in my soul, with the respect for myself. Now, I'd like to learn how to respect myself. Well, I respect myself insofar as every thought that I think is a thought that I would like to see manifest in my world. And as every thought I think I would like to see manifest in my world, then every thought I think is manifest in my world, because whatever I think is a reality in my life. And so then, I am thinking this thought, and it is done. I am thinking this thought, and it is fulfilled. I am thinking this thought, and it is revealed. And my thought is, I am number one. I like me. I am number one. I am fantastic. I am number one. I am great. Well, you say, that's hardly humility. That's just the contrary of humility. That's overexuberance for yourself. No. When I say I like me, when I say I am number one, ipso facto, it remains an instant truth that every single being I see, every single being I am aware of, every single being in my world, whomever they may be, are number one for themselves, and they like themselves, and they're wonderful super beings. Now, that seems a little hard to realize at times when some things in the world seem a little bit difficult to chew. And so we say, my goodness, why do people have to argue? Why do people have to be unhappy with each other? Why do people want things that don't belong to them? Well, that's because we still have that in our consciousness. If we train ourselves to be so loving, to be so respectful, to be so honored, to be so noble, as we train ourselves to do this, then we will no longer ever see anybody in the world reflecting back to us anything other than what we are. And that nobility that we are, every being on the face of the earth reflects back to us. Every being on the face of the earth who may have a disagreement with another person, that disagreement fades into an understanding, cooperation, love, mutual respect. When I am so filled with love, when I am truly unconditional love, where I have no judgment in me whatsoever about myself or another, I call all good and very good, then everything in my world is that expression. Everything. I am biggest when I am most humble. And I am most humble when I have the ability to see everyone in the universe absolutely fantastic, absolutely magnificent, absolutely outstanding in every wonderful way. Now, as I see everybody in the universe as outstanding in every possible way, as I see this in my heart, in my soul, in my being, so it is. As I look at others, if I am pure in my heart, in my eyes, if I am pure, I can only see them pure. If I am loving, if I am gentle, if I am kind, if I am considerate of myself, I will see everyone else loving, kind, gentle, and considerate of themselves and each other. We had a little discussion yesterday, and the discussion came up that I had said that if we took a puppy and threw him out the window of the car and were unkind in that way, and then the statement was made, that's terrible. And then the statement was made, I could never make a statement like that because that's contrary to my nature. I could never even give an illustration of throwing a puppy out of the car as you're driving along just to get rid of it. No way. No way. Every living thing has grace and beauty about it. I could have said, if you ever have the capacity to do such a thing as that, you best look at yourself again. If you have the capacity as a farmer or as a person living in the country and raising animals and raising things, and you have no room to raise puppies, so you take the puppies and you put them in a bag and throw them in the river, let them drown. You have too many cats, you throw them in the river and let them drown. Who could do such a thing? Now, it takes a very cold being to do that. Now, you say, many farmers had to do that. Many farmers had to do that. Well, did they? Did they? If they did that, then they were doing something wrong. They were reducing the number of cats on their property by throwing the kittens in the river. Now, what an ugly thing to do. Are there 100 different possibilities that you could have other than throwing the cats in the river? There certainly are. Now, as you think of these possibilities, they become a reality to you. So you have too many cats around your house, too many kittens, and you want to get rid of some of them. So you offer them for people who want to come and have a cat. They can come and have one, two, or more cats. You put an ad and notification in the paper saying that you have cats for sale or cats to give away. Oh, if you sell your cats with high quality, people will come because they want them very lovingly. If you give them away, people say, well, what's wrong with them? Why doesn't he want them? What's wrong with those cats? You see, people are always willing to pay for something when they feel it's a benefit to them. When you have too many puppy dogs, you sell them or give them away. This is just the way it is when you have too many. You can't do that with your children, of course, so you stop having children. Well, now, how do you stop having children? Well, you stop having children by stop having intercourse. You stop having children by having yourself fixed. You stop having children in whatever way you choose. You stop having puppies or kittens by having the male or female fixed so that they will have no more kittens. Well, how do you do that? Well, every farmer knows how to do that. They know how to stem the tide, and they do it. They do it with many of their creatures, many of the animals that they raise for beef or animals that they raise for whatever purpose. You see, we never have to do something so thoughtless, so crass, so cruel as throwing these little kittens in a bag in the river so that they drown so you don't have to take care of them. Would you do that? Oh, no, I'd never do that. Oh, no, not me. Well, if you were in the circumstances that the farmer was in, would you do that? No, I'd advertise them. I'd offer them for sale. I would say these high-quality kittens are available for sale. They come out of proud parents, you know, and I'd tell a good story, and people come running to my house, one or two or more, and they just love kittens. Well, you see, when you create a world that's filled with lovingness and kindness, the world is loving and kind. When you create a world filled with loving and kindness, what happens? The lovingness of the world is just predominant. The kindness of the world is just overwhelming. And whatever might have seemed to be not desirable yesterday, today is in divine order. People can say that I say things, or you say things, or we say things, and they can misconstrue and misunderstand. But could you ever visualize me doing something of that nature? If you can, then that's you that you're visualizing doing that. And if you can visualize me doing it, then it's a possibility I can do it. Now, do you want me to do that in your world? No, no, no. If you don't want me to do that in your world, do not visualize me that way. Do not conceive of me being a crass person who has such a careless quality about life. Recognize in me the great humility that you are. Recognize in me the great wonder, magic being that you are. Recognize in me how you are the biggest being ever to live on the face of the earth. You have that opportunity right now. You have that privilege right now. You have that awareness right now. You have that understanding right now. That's you. That's who you are. That's who you are. I am biggest when I am most humble. And I am most humble when I am in kinship with all of life. When I am in oneness with all of life. When I love life beyond anything that could ever be imagined. To be in kinship with all life, to be one with all life, means that everything around me lives a beautiful life. Now, are there some exceptions? If there are any exceptions, then I am not true to who I am. You're not true if you create me having exceptions. Are there any exceptions in my life where I am not unconditionally loving? Where I tell creatures to enjoy life, but be out wherever the wild is. And in my awareness, they are not there. I allow people to come into my world and bring their negative attitudes or bring their limiting points of view. And as I allow this, then that happens in my life. But I allow it by my creating them feeling that way. And if I create them feeling that way, I am the one who did it. If I create someone feeling they can dispose of cats the way we spoke, then I am giving them the power to do that. I am giving them the power to exist. But in my mutual integrity, I cannot do that. In my mutual integrity, I see everyone beautiful, fantastic, glorious. In my mutual integrity, I am biggest when I'm most humble. If someone is in my world who has thoughts or ideas that are contrary to my desire for myself and my world, I at that moment stop, meditate, recreate, or not recreate, but create new that person and their attitude. I see that person loving beyond measure. I see that person joyous and happy, because that person is my reflection. And if I don't take care of it right away, that reflection is going to turn into something unhappy in my life. And so I immediately take that reflection and I clean it up. It's coming out of me. It's not in them. It's in them only insofar as it's coming out of me. And as I take that reflection and clean it up, bless it, love it, surround it with all that is good and beautiful, surround it with all that is loving, then I am the master. I am the master. I'm amused many times as I talk with people. And then later they'll say, well, Herb said this and Herb said that. And what they are saying is what they interpreted me as saying. Now, did I say all these things? Maybe. Did I not say them? Maybe. Why are they saying Herb said when Herb may not have said? Because that's how they see me. That's what they think about me. That's what they think about what I could do or what I could say. And it's a barometer to me. It's a way of my knowing that I'm not getting across in the beautiful way that I can, and that I better clean up my personal thinking so that no one ever thinks that I would say something that I would not say. I'm not against them saying something that I did not say, but I am against myself projecting outwardly thoughts that I would not say. Because if I do that, I empower those thoughts in other people's minds to be that which is my belief. And my belief is 100% unconditional love. My belief is 100% I like me. My belief is there is peace on earth, and it is in me. It both began in me and it is in me, and that's all I know. And that's all the world knows, is this wonderful, fabulous, joyful, marvelous peace on earth right now. Claim this for yourself. Be biggest when you're most humble, when you realize that everybody in your world is reflecting to you, from you, about you, what you are right now. It's a wonderful world we live in. It's a world filled with peace and joy and goodness. But it's a world that's only as good as you make it. Do you make the world good? You could. You can. It is. And that's the way I make it. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.